Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Unapologetic. This is Eb, and in this episode, me and Jay dive in deep on the inauguration, the Women's March, a whole lot of other craziness, and pink pussy hats and a whole nine. So you don't want to miss out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sacred, and when I want the real and raw, I tune into Unapologetic with Eb and Jay.
And I live an unapologetic life.
Unapologetic.
Faith in humanity. Unapologetic.
Inspired.
Being who you are, wherever, whenever, in front of whomever. Unapologetic. Respect, kindness, trust. Unapologetic.
Hey, Jay.
Eb, how are you, friend?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Welcome back, folk,
to another episode of Unapologetic.
A Black Love Manifesto.
I just love what we're doing.
You love that we're doing tuneless singing.
I love what we're doing with the singing. This is fantastic. I love it. It is beautiful stuff. Please.
Yes. So we're back. Another episode of Unapologetic. And this is season 3, episode 2. We are well into the thick of it.
Wow. Yes.
Well into the thick of it. Jay deep. And I have we're been trying in. To get our voices back after a very long hiatus.
Yes. Yes.
Well, what seemed like a very long hiatus anyway.
Yeah, we were luxuriating to the point of being like, Unapolo, what now? No. No, that's not true. That's not true. We just are feeling like we're a little bit rusty with recording, so we're just trying to get our A game back.
Get our A game back. But we're here, and today we're going to be doing a In the Moment. Bonus track, which I'm very excited about because there's been a whole lot of shit going on this past weekend.
So much fuckery. We really have to get all up in it and discuss all up in and it. Dissect and
talk about it. But how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm reading a lot.
What you reading?
A lot of Walter Mosley. So a lot of fiction about Black people, Black people's lives in LA, New York. It's really fun because I'm not teaching this semester, so I'm like reading whatever the fuck I want, which is great.
Gotcha. That's good.
Yeah, and what else? Yeah, just friends,
just chilling,
family.
Just enjoying your newfound freedom of time.
kind of, yeah. But I do find that, like, even though I'm enjoying my time, given the current climate, like, I'm being called upon a lot to do shit. So, like, it's not as much as when I'm teaching, but it's still a lot of stuff. A lot of trainings, a lot of discussions, a lot of writing. So there's a lot going on.
That's interesting. Maybe that's why Spirit freed up that time for you. Because now it's time to shift and do some other things. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, seems like
that's it. That's interesting.
Seems like it, yeah.
Well, for me, I feel like I had an eventful weekend, but it was kind of low-key in the sense that it was about me time and family time. Like, I kind of really took the time to, like, unwind, unplug, called into work on Friday on a mental health day. I sure did. I called in just because I'm Black. I did.
First of all,
I did.
I respect you because you have boss tendencies that I need to learn from. I need to learn from your boss.
I called
tendencies.
In for being Black. I was like, look, there's a lot going on in the world today. Mm-hmm. And I just need a mental health day. I'm sorry. I'm going to need to take today. And you know what? I was greeted with a, okay, take your time. Because they know what it is. It's rough out here in these streets.
It is hard out here in these streets for us. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your supervisor. I was about to say stupid advisor, but I won't do that.
Your
supervisor being, attuned to that.
I was so thankful. I was so thankful. Yeah, I was like, bless you. Bless you.
Yeah.
Because I needed that. Yeah. Yes.
I was at work on Friday and the inauguration was on and I was like, my eyeballs are burning. My eyeballs are burning. Because my colleagues were watching it. And I like sat for like maybe 6 or 7 minutes and was thoroughly disgusted by everything that I saw. Everything, all of it. Every last bit of it. It was vile.
I'm just like, I don't know. Like, no matter how much they talk about it, no matter what's going on, like, I just cannot wrap that current reality around my brain. I just can't.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's hard to do because when I sit down and I start reading all of the articles and the tweets and the Facebook posts and I'm seeing other people's terror and agitation, I realized like probably last week or the week before, like I really have to put myself on a serious social media, not fast, but real serious diet.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching it, I'm reading it, I'm retweeting, I'm, you know, commenting, and it's
right.
Like I notice a difference between like my blood pressure when I'm not looking at it and my blood pressure when I'm looking at it.
Right.
And it's like I'm like, you know, not before work, not after work if I can be disciplined enough, but like, and only like I don't have it open all day when I'm at work.
Right. You have to protect yourself.
Cause it really, and people, you know, people have been talking to me about like, you need to get off it. You need to stay off it. But I also feel like, well, cause one of my homegirls is like, girl, you know what's going on. You already know. Like, we know what's going on.
That's how I felt about it. Cause I was just like, look, I don't got time to be watching that. It's so many other things that I have to do. I mean, personally, I had like so much work to do for myself, for my family. I was just keeping busy with that. Like, honestly, this weekend, I was really surprised at myself at how much I unplugged, not only from TV, because that's kind of like a standard or norm for me, but also I was unplugging from my phone. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm not looking up this. I'm not looking up that. And I took Facebook and Messenger. Like, first of all, I never, ever downloaded that Messenger app because I think it's the devil. But, and I know you don't know nothing about that life. Because I just think they doing too much. First of all, if I got Facebook, put everything I need for Facebook into a Facebook app. Why do I need to have two apps for Facebook? Like, that's just stupid. Get that together, okay? Get that together, Facebook. First of all, that's why you lost a lot of people. Second of all, y'all just doing a lot. Y'all doing the most right now, and I can't.
Doing the most.
So Facebook has been off my phone for the longest, but I was able to just shut it down. Instagram, y'all know y'all be getting my love all the time, but I was like, you know what? I don't even got time for y'all right now. I don't even got time. It's just too much going on. I needed to just collect my thoughts and hug my family because, you know, it's just serious.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, I spent time Friday and Saturday.
You went to the march, right?
I went to the march on Saturday, but I woke up on Friday morning. My roommate was like, there's some sort of gathering in Harlem by the Harriet Tubman statue. Let's do that before we go to work. And I was like, okay, why not?
I'm an activist. I'm like, activator. You be stayed ready with a battery on your back.
I love that's it. How I activate. Yeah, that's good. Go, Janice, revolutionary.
I love it.
So we did that on Friday, and that was chill. That was like awesome lefty protests, a lot of like old white hippies, a lot of like black radicals. It was dope. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fucking cops there, which not so dope. And then we went to me and my sister. I wasn't even going to go to march on Saturday because it was like going to be, in my estimation, no, it was like a bunch of white ladies. Like they're the ones who planned the march.
Pink Pussy Hat Project ladies came rolled up and threw deep.
Yeah.
The Pink Pussy Hat Project. Yo, what is that about? Yo, all I seen throughout all the media coverage was pink pussy hats everywhere.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know. Protecting
mind you, you know these pussies, ladies make their own hats, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So that's how many people that this project has enlisted in there.
Yes. So, you know, and I will say, like, the march that my sister and I went to, the one in Trenton, because, you know, she lives in Jersey, and I, you know, so I wanted to go and support her. And so it was good, right? It was good to be.
Were the pink pussy hats out like, there?
There was a lot of pussy hats out there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which a lot of people found really problematic because kind of excludes trans women, you know, like it could exclude trans women. Also, like, not all pussies are pink. There's that.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, you know, like, it was a pretty
not
white
all
march.
Pussies are pink. Now, ain't that a mother sucker right there? Ain't that? All right. Y'all better go deep with us. Go deep with us today.
It was mostly a lot of white women at the march in Trenton. I mean, there were some women of color, so, like, but it was overwhelmingly, you know, when we listened to the speeches at the end of the, like, march and rally, it was mostly, there was, like, some women of color who spoke, but none of them were actually, like, I didn't hear nobody talking about, like, Black women's lives matter, or like the violence that Black women face, or that Indigenous women face. Like, I didn't hear them talking none of that shit. It was all very like white feminist rhetoric about, like, you know, reproductive justice. Again, I'm not, I am pro reproductive justice, but let's just be really real. If we're going to talk about, you know, who gets reproductive care at like discounted rates, it's poor women. It's like lots of women of color. So then why the fuck aren't you talking about our shit? Why aren't you talking about violence against us? So, you know, I always think, like, I don't know. I was torn about going to the march in the first place. My sister really wanted to go. So I was like, bet I'll go with her.
I'm kind of tight. I didn't make it. I'm tight. Because it was like a historical moment. And I would have liked to have been able to take my kids out there and be like, you know, we were a part of it. But in hindsight, it seems like there was a lot of conflict around what did it really mean? Was it a women's rights movement? Was it a civil rights movement? I mean, well, women's rights is civil rights. But, you know, like, what exactly was the driver, or like, or was it because of the president? You know, like, it was like, it seemed like it was very nuanced. Like, there was a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's good. There's a lot going on. I think that's good. I think if they had just made some more room for people beyond like white middle-class women, it would have been way better.
Gotcha.
But you know, I will say, because of course I don't have a smartphone, so what the fuck do I know about it? But I get back home and I start watching everybody's Facebook posts. I am telling you, people who I ain't never see do no shit. Like, not nothing.
Like, had their little poster signs up.
I went biggest, to the march.
Yes. They no girl pictures. They was out in these streets.
Got my picket sign.
Yes. I was so I'm like looking at it and I'm scrolling down. I just kept yelling at my sister and be like, oh my God, this person went to the march? This person went to the march? Yo. Oh shit, this person went to the march? So it was
mega. Like, you really had to be under a rock not to go to the march. And technically I was, but I'm just saying. Like, somebody had, like, literally text me, like, later in the evening, like, yo, it's lit on Instagram. I was like, what you talking about? They was like, it's lit. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, what, we popping off out there? Like, what's going on? The protests? We live? They was like, word. I was like, oh, okay. And that's what made me tune in. I was like, damn, we deep in it. Okay.
Yeah. So, what's
and then I was tight because I was like, damn, I could have went outside.
You could have gone. Was there one? I'm sure there was one in Connecticut, right?
Sure. I was like, it was worldwide protest. Like, I could have literally went outside in front of my house with a sign, and somebody would have joined me. Like, it was that deep.
It was pretty deep. Yeah. Well, the thing that's what's exciting about it to me is that, like, all these people who, you know, I don't know if they were armchair activists, but, like, you know, just haven't really taken, like, action beyond sort of getting agitated. Maybe they've written a letter. Maybe they've written a letter to the editor or a letter to their, you know, elected officials or whatever. but they got in the streets, and that's exciting to me. People who I've never seen do that, and that's
right.
That's
but good. Do you think like marching is enough? Like, what do you think is going to happen now? Because at the end of the day, this dude is still up in there. It what really kills and baffles me is the fact that even after the accusations of sexual abuse, even after the crazy talk that he's done, the misogynistic and disrespectful ass talk that he's done against women, after, you know, his racist slander and everything else that's gone on, even after his unethical handling of funds when it comes to his businesses and everything else,
right.
Even after the Russians, it's been proven that they have hacked and tampered with our voting system,
right.
Our democracy.
Right.
Even after all of this,
right.
This motherfucker's still the goddamn president.
Yeah.
So is marching enough?
No, but I do think marching, like sustained resistance, is that shit's crucial. So like to me, I'm always like, my whole thing is I wake up a resistor. I go to sleep plotting. I wake up being like, what the fuck is going to happen now? Like, I don't sleep on that shit. Because everywhere that you have an opportunity to resist, you should be. We must be. So I don't, I don't want to discount marching. I do not. I want people, you know, the whole, a lot of people in social justice movements are saying that they want to make the country ungovernable, right? Ungovernable.
What does that mean?
So I think it means different things to different people, right? So ungovernable could mean we just disrupt traffic every fucking day on major arteries. It could mean, I don't know, what do you call it? A tax, like not paying taxes. It could mean anything. It could mean
just like straight rebellion of the systems that are currently in place that keep us in this what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
This infrastructure.
Right. Yeah. So make it ungovernable. So like you want to be up there passing like executive orders. We're going to be in front of your house every day, 3,000 deep. Arrest 3,000, boom, 3,000 more. You know, like, so it's right. All, like, there will always be people resisting. And I think that is, you know, that is the only thing that has ever brought about change, right? So it's not like
waves of resistance.
Resistance and, ongoing resistance. So, like, also, we don't need, my thing is, I've said this a million times, it sounds like a broken record, but like, we don't need everybody to be resisting, but we need a core group that's going to stay committed to it. And we need a core group. If I'm looking at my fist, this is the core. Outside the core is the support, right? There's a support group outside the core. Here I'm talking about like, you know, your lawyers. Here I'm talking about the people who are like, gonna get your bail money together. Here I'm talking about people who are like, okay, we're gonna feed you, right, when you're outside, whatever it is, right? So we need a system that's gonna keep that churning so that it is not business as usual. Cause I think the moment we get complacent and like, well, this is like the motherfuckers who are like, well, he's the president now, we gotta accept it. No, the fuck I don't.
I'm sorry, personally, I cannot accept it. Personally, this is like, this is just so hard. Like, I just can't do it. Like, this dude is not my fucking president. I did not vote for this dude. I do not give a fuck what he's talking about. Like, this is just not the dude. And I'm not down with the people that he's bringing in. I don't like his antics. I don't like how he's kicking it. I don't like how he's trying to divide and conquer and like bring in people in within the black community who he feels that are going to target certain audiences of us. Like, I'm just like, you know what? You just, dude, what's your friend call him?
Oh, not my friend. This woman who's a blogger and an academic, she calls it, or Lovey, she calls him Cheeto Satan.
That he's just that,
yeah,
he's just an orange golden haired devil with horns.
Because I'm just like, also like, let's just like, let me pause on what you said about the black folk that he's bringing in. I mean, or should we even talk about them? Because like I feel like maybe even giving them air is like ridiculous. No,
because you know what? Personally, like, you know, I've been having this debate with a lot of people or whatever, whatever. And in part, I kind of really feel bad for those black people that he's been trying to meet with or whatever. But it's certain black people that they should have just shut that shit down. They should have just been like, nah, I'm good. I'm not about to go over there.
Like who?
Like say for instance, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Grabbing the I love you, Steve Harvey.
He's trash. I love you, he Steve Harvey.
He's been trash from the beginning.
Steve Harvey, I don't care what Jan is talking about. I love you. I love you to death. But I'm gonna tell you this right now, trash. As one of your mentees, somebody who's been watching you for a very long time. I'm gonna tell you like this, Steve Harvey. You just fucked up, son. You fucked up. You was not supposed to get your ass nowhere close to Trump, yo. You just came up in the world. People still looking at you like you a coon or something crazy. You just started coming up, giving real relationship advice, doing these things or whatever, whatever.
Which is whack.
How the fuck is you gonna go let Trump pull you in like that? You ain't supposed to do that.
You know how? Because he really thinks that he is closer. You know, this is what happens when people make money, right? Like, their allegiance is first and foremost to their fucking class and less to their race or anything else.
He's supposed to sit that one down like, you know what, Trump? You ain't got nothing for me. And if I know, this shit is as epic. This shit is more epic than when this nigga said the wrong name on the fucking,
this shit. Oh, that's right, on the pageant.
Why you do that? You just coming off the heels of that. You can't afford multiple fuck ups in multiple years like that. You can't be doing that.
No, he's the
damn.
He ain't been shit for a long time.
And I'm mad that your wife, she done got you looking right, got you with a bald head, dressing nice and everything. I'm mad that she didn't motherfucking tell you that night, don't go over there, nigga. Don't take your ass over there trying to say hey to Trump. Don't do it. Look at how they did Kanye. Why?
Again.
Why?
You know,
and Kanye a little crazy. So, you know, you could be like, well, the brother got mental issues. Okay, well, we know why he went over there. But God damn it.
They're all
really
trash.
Steve.
All of them are trash. They ain't shit.
And you know what that was about. You know what that was about. Trump's people was like, oh, the blacks don't like us. Okay, so let's get with the black women. Okay, well, who's talking to the black women? Okay, Steve Harvey seems to have the black women on lock. They love him. They love him.
Not this one.
Let's get Not Steve. This one. Well, a good majority of black women love them some Steve Harvey. Let's get him over here and talk to him. Really? Really, Steve? I'm mad about it. You fell for that.
Steve. Whack. He's whack. He's monumentally whack.
Well, I'm disappointed because I love me some Steve. And I still love you, but you're going to have some serious recovering to do after this shit because you know you looking like a coon after this one, Steve.
He's not looking like
a coon. He's not looking like a coon. He is a coon.
He is one. He is one.
Steve. Yeah. Steve. Come on, Steve.
That is
this is
like
why you need me on your team so I can help you. I would protect you. I would not be one of those yes men that would just tell you these things. I would keep it all the way funky with you, Steve. Get these motherfuckers around you that's letting you go meet up with fucking Trump. Who are, what, how did that happen?
That is some world class fucking coonery. Yeah, man. Sit your fucking ass down, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, man.
Again, yeah, man. Kanye, I'm not, you know, you got some mental health concerns. I'm, you know, that's, could
Kanye
be any one of us.
Out. Kim told him to do it. So, you know, hey, I'm just like, whatever.
I don't know what Kim told him to do, but.
Yeah. And coming off the heels of his Sacramento concert, I'm really not surprised at whatever the hell Kanye would do. But Steve, why? Steve, why would you really think that you're going to go in there and run the urban plan and development? Why?
Who asked you? You don't know shit. Sit down and shut your fucking mouth.
Wasn't you just running? What is the game show? Family Feud?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm gonna mind my damn business
on that. Steve, you know I love you. Just know I'm mad about that. Okay. Now, what about all of these other mofos that Trump is trying to put up in there next to him?
Yeah, the cabinet.
What you think about that? What you think about his sons being his advisors? What you think about that?
No, that's horrendous. That's horrendous. Well, also, like, I mean, this is the thing, is that, how can I put it? I blame the Democrats, right? Because they, for so long,
Oh, shit.
They have, I mean, you know, they decided that they were basically going to be exactly like Republicans. Their policies were going to be like Republican policies. Fucking Obama never met a Wall Street banker that he didn't want to like suck off and give a fucking tax break to.
Oh my.
So look it up, my friends. Look it up. So I'm kind of like, you know, they done built this infrastructure, these Democrats, right? That got them moving closer and closer to the right. And so, you know, now they want to critique Trump. But I'm like, that's cool. But Obama, you're the one that deported the most people of any president in history.
I heard about that.
The infrastructure is well in place for Mr. Trump to do his dirty deeds.
Whatever he want to do. Right. It's not that far-fetched is what you're saying. Right.
Also, like all the things that we're in fear of, many of them have already come to pass. Mass deportations, that shit is happening. It's it's been happening. It's been happening for over a fucking decade. So, you know, if Democrats had some fucking backbone and actually started being for people who they claim to be for, then maybe they could actually form a just opposition. They look like a bunch of fucking idiots now. I mean, you know, when they're up there, you know, at the confirmation hearings talking about, oh, are you going to do this, that, and the third as education secretary or as housing and urban development secretary? And I'm like, well, y'all wasn't doing that shit when y'all was in power. So now you want to hold Republicans to a standard that you motherfuckers
that
don't
you
even
wasn't
hold
making.
So it's like, you know, you
see,
don't.
Folks, this is why you got to know your politics. This is why you got to know. Because people won't know. I personally, when this came around, once this election came around, I actually resigned myself from any party because I was so disheartened by what happened. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to associate with any party. Mm-hmm. And my daughter came home, Janaya came home the other day. She was like, oh, my. She was like, Trump and Hillary, they're like a married couple fighting over their kids, like who gets power. She was like, but all we want to do is go live with Uncle Bernie. I was like, right?
Wow.
That's all I want. I don't want to live with Uncle Bernie. Oh, I need
neither
one.
She's my favorite, that one.
Right.
Smart
child.
I love her. She's smart. I want to go do a little Uncle Bernie. Lord Jesus. That is too fucking much.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just, you know, I think these cabinet picks, you know, so like you, I don't know if you saw, but like they, I guess like Hillary was so convinced, her and her team were so convinced that they were going to win, fucking idiots, that they, like, you know, they, which I guess they probably, all these politicians probably all do, like they put together a list and started vetting candidates who she thought was going to be in her cabinet or who she was going to invite to be in her cabinet. Mm-hmm. So she was going to invite the guy who's the head of Starbucks to be the labor secretary in her cabinet. So I look at that and I think, you know, Starbucks, I guess, has like some good ratings. Because like he like that guy or whoever on his team decided that like part-time workers should
CEO of Starbucks?
Yeah, should have health insurance.
Yeah, yeah, I know his name. I can't think
Schultz?
Of him, but he's a
Schultz.
Yeah. Charles. No, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine. But like, you know, when people are looking at Trump and being like, oh, well, he's taking all his people from the corporate sector. That's what all these motherfuckers do. They all do that shit. That's what Hillary would have done. That's what he's fucking doing. Now, they're a level of, like, evil and incompetence combined. That's
Howard Schultz.
Howard Schultz, thank you. So maybe this cabinet, like, if, I don't know if you saw. I had to stop watching it again because, like, it was making my blood pressure go up. I watched the confirmation hearings for Jeff Sessions because he's going to be the Justice Department, the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General. Same motherfucker who said, like, you know, the KKK is all right.
Oh, my God.
And then they
said, are you serious?
The NAACP and I think the ACLU are among the most evil organizations. You know, just like not even crazy, but like just racist as fuck, right? Like outwardly racist as fuck. And then I started watching. I didn't watch, but I heard about the confirmation hearing for the education secretary. Never was a teacher. Never, you know, wasn't a principal. Was never in education.
So has no idea what it means.
No. And this woman was like literally so incompetent, like basic, like, you know, like in industries, there are certain arguments or ideas or dialogues that are going on in the industry, right? So like if somebody says to you, all right, Eb, in the podcasting industry, you know, the best mic is X, Y, and Z. You might have something to say about that because you fucking do a podcast, right? Like that's right. Just some basic shit that you should know. And if you don't know nuances, you at least know that the argument exists, right? So like people were asking her stuff, gotcha. Questioning her. She was like, oh, I never heard of that argument, right? Arguments that are fucking basic.
Like probably around STEM world. And stuff like that.
One of the dialogues was about, well, like, should teacher pay be pegged to test scores?
Common Core, all of that. Yeah.
I ain't got no kids and I know that shit. Right? Like, I know that fucking argument. I don't know everything about it, but I at least fucking heard it exists. But you know about that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And like, she, like, almost everything they asked her, she was like, I never heard of that. You've literally had a month to bone up, right? You, like, so, like, nobody comes to any job fully formed, right? So let's say you don't know.
Right.
There's a fuck ton of people who could have taught you in a month's time, not everything, but how to prepare for this fucking hearing.
Mm.
And you're so fucking arrogant that you decided you ain't need to know about that shit. This is the person who's going to be in charge of educational policy for the fucking
country.
Well,
that just lets you know, like, where the direction is going in terms of what the values and what the priorities are going to be. Because she sounds like she already don't give no fucks.
She gives no fucks. She doesn't care about public education. She said some shit about, like, you know, people need guns in schools to protect them from grizzlies. Friend, this is what she said. I make it up.
Are you serious? We need guns in schools?
To protect us from grizzlies.
Where we at? In Alaska?
No, I'm not saying it makes sense.
North Dakota?
I'm not Where we saying at? It makes sense. That's just what she said. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. I don't even know what to say. It's fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Well, did we talk about the pink pussy hat project that was out in
I don't know if we did or we didn't, but like, yeah, they made a lot of, like, there world, were a lot of pink pussy hats.
Did you see them out there when you were protesting?
I saw them. I was feeling some type of way. Well,
did you want a hat?
No, I wanted
you was feeling some type of way.
I was feeling some type of way because I was like, first of all, my sister and I were like on our way there. We were like, were we supposed to wear pink? I didn't know. Whatever. We missed
But it was
that.
Like all different shades of pink though, no?
Yeah.
Or kind of like you just, it was like the same kind of roundabout.
I think the shape is the thing, but my thing is
the
like.
The shape, you knew, like those little ears on top of the hats. I was like, yo, my mentor had told me about the pink pussy hat project some months ago. Okay. And she was like, oh, we should get involved. And I was like thinking it was cute and I was going to make my hat. And then I was like, I got distracted. There's just a lot going on. I got to make my own fucking hat.
Two things. One, which is legit, like a lot of like queer and trans people were saying like, well, not all women have pussies, but like women so still need protection. Even though if I'm a woman who doesn't have a pussy, I still need protection. So there's
yes.
And that was, as far as I could tell, at the march that I was at in Trenton, virtually nowhere to be
angle.
Found.
Okay.
Like not even an acknowledgement. And then also, so there was a lot of talk about like pussies and uteruses and stuff like that, which I, you know, for sure, like my mom is like one of the most rabid, like pro-choice women I know, because she mm-hmm. literally talks about how when she was young in Guyana, like she knew people who couldn't get abortions legally and died from coat hanger
trying
abortions.
To give it to themselves or yeah. whatever. Yeah,
or like doing some back alley shit, right?
Ooh,
so
yeah.
Like women's, you know, we need protections, right?
Right,
but also
right.
like all women need protection, even women who don't have vaginas,
who've come into their womanhood a different way
and,
or
yeah,
what have
and
you
uteruses. Yeah. And the other thing
maybe
is,
they can make a different line of color hats that maybe it's like extended. I don't know. I'm talking shit.
The other thing is like, you know, my pussy.
But then why would you
want to
differentiate? Like, so have a purple hat or some shit. Yeah.
My pussy's not pink. So like, how about like an actual, maybe, I don't know, like an anatomically correct.
Are they talking about like when you get up into the pussy though? Like, what are you talking about? Like, are you like.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're talking about. But when I think about mine.
Overall, but once you get up like, into the motherfucker, then
yeah, I guess once you're inside it, obviously it's pink. But I do think like they're talking about the
overall
aesthetic.
They talking about overall.
I don't know what they're talking about, but it seemed like from the hats, it seemed like the outward aesthetic is what.
Well, that's
talking
what I'm
about.
Saying. Because if you know, if you of a certain persuasion, then it would be overall. I'm just saying.
That's
it'll be
true.
Pale or translucent or something, but
translucent.
Okay,
wait
whatever.
A minute.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
I've never seen one, so not up close. Anyway,
Jesus.
So
this conversation is degenerating into fuckery. All right. Anyway, so but I think the march was good in the sense that like people were out there who'd never been out there, mm-hmm. which is exciting. But you know. I need more people to have their voices be front and center in whatever the next steps are. But not in like a performative way, like, oh, we're going to have a few brown people talk up front. But
right,
like in terms
right.
of decision making and next steps and resources.
Of the organizing. Who was the do you know who the organizer was for this march?
Well, so it was initially some white lady. I don't know what her name is. But like they were part of her and a bunch of people were part of this so-called Pantsuit Nation, which is basically all these people who supported Hillary and were like really like stunned and pissed off, which I was like, wait a minute. How y'all stunned and pissed off when she lost when like 53% of you broads voted for Trump?
Wait a minute. And why y'all safety pin wearing motherfuckers ain't come out with this shit when the electoral candidates was trying to make their final decision on when was that? Months ago. Okay. December 20th or whatever the hell that was. What was y'all popping off? Why would y'all wait to the last goddamn moment?
Well, I think people, as one of my sister's friends says, you know, like for the people who voted for Trump, especially like white folks, who just live in this sense of like kind of, you know, just this sense of entitlement, right? Of unearned privileges. They just always think that they can opt out of the bad stuff because that's what whiteness allows them to do.
Until shit got
degree.
Real. Until shit got real on the media. Doing other, what, like the dude is crazy. And he's, can I just say this? Mm-hmm. Trump is petty as fuck, yo.
As fuck.
Yo, this nigga is the pettiest ever. Anybody do anything, say anything, nigga takes to Twitter like, yo, let me speak on that. It's quite hilarious, actually. I'm like, who is this
dude? It's demented. It's really crazy. Because, like, you're, first of all, you're a grown-ass man. That, like, that's
well, like, is he not, like, 70-something years old? Yo, tweeted that fucking Meryl Streep was a washed up actress because he was mad that she said something. I was like, yo.
That's what you really have time to do. That's what you're spending your time doing.
What are you doing? Why are you responding to every little thing? So can you imagine how he's going to respond if anybody has anything to say to him?
Yeah, no, that motherfucker's dangerous. He's dangerous.
They took a picture of him at the inauguration. It was on social media, and the face that he had, they said, oh, Trump, this is the caption. It was like, oh, I'm so ready to get out of here. I want to go call Putin. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, I need to call Putin.
Well, also, like, you know, in a so-called democracy, you can say the shit you want to say. Like, who gives a fuck if you're throwing stones at the emperor? Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, your leaders,
well, the emperor's
like, that's
throwing
like,
stones.
Huh?
The emperor's throwing stones.
Yeah.
Many.
Yeah. Yes. Many, like, many stones.
Where are we at when you have an emperor that is so fucking petty, yo, that he has to respond to everything? Nothing is beneath him. This nigga is like, I must address all of the fuckery. All of it. Yeah. I'm here for all of it. Like, he's like, I'm here for all of it.
You know, and also, like, what scares me about that is, like, if, you know, if he gets mad enough, then it doesn't even become like I'm responding. It becomes I need to stop that from even happening. Right?
Exactly.
That's what's
he's
scary.
Because that's what lets you know he's erratic and he's irrational. Nobody can contain him at the end of the day. So can you imagine him and the dude from North Korea? Like, this would be like, yo, the dude from North Korea only has to say like one crazy thing. Boo. Trump is going to be like, oh, no, you didn't. I'm pushing the button. I'm pushing it. Because it's right. over for him.
Like, but you're framing it so right because it's
like, did he say that to me?
Shit.
Did he say that to me?
It's some school.
Do he know who I am? I am the Cheeto Satan. I will blow his ass the fuck up.
Jesus. Lord. Jesus. Yeah. So,
well, I guess
if that's the case, then what are we going to do? My question is, I don't really
think we have many options left right now.
What plan? Like, how are we going to? My thing is, like, we need to be up in this dude's face. We need to be up in the face of his administration. We need to be, like, again, y'all know.
Tell us, how can we take care of ourselves?
I wake up resisting. Tell us,
like, on a closeout, like, how do we take care of ourselves in this time of assault? Like, how do we properly resist, but also, like, take care of ourselves in this time? What would you say?
Well, you know, for me, I'm always thinking, and I have to be even more vigilant now, but I try really hard to be, like, just, like, the standards, like, eat, sleep, you know, be with friends and family, work out, do the things that are going to just keep me level. Because I know that, like, shit's going to get even more critical. The resistance is going to be turned up even more. Mm-hmm. As the pressure gets turned up, you know, in this administration, like, the resistance is going to have to turn up too. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be, I don't know, like, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to have to spend more time resisting in the streets and organizing and educating and fighting back and doing defense work for people who are at risk and whatever it is, all those mm-hmm. things, writing, reading, studying, right?
Do you feel any hope for us over the next 4 years? Or, like, what do you think is, do you think that it would be any worse than Bush? Or, like, do you have any thought on it? Can you even project that far?
Do you have an inkling of a thought? Part of me thinks, like, yeah, like, first of all, like, there's always hope, right? If there's no hope, then let's just fucking
go home. What are we doing?
Right. Like, let's just, like, not do shit. Crawl up in our beds and, like, be sad forever, which, frankly, is often a temptation these days. Mm-hmm. But I also know that, like, you know, I think about my brother with a disability who needs care. I think about my aging parents and my elderly grandmother and, like, all my friends and family who are undocumented. And, you know, I'm thinking about, like, holy shit, there's, like, real risk coming to people. I can name 20 people right now who are at serious risk, you know, in the next month of what's going to come down the pike. And that, I don't want that to terrify me. I mean, it does terrify me. I'm not going to mm-hmm. lie. It scares me. But I also feel like, okay, this is now the time when we're going to see who our friends are, right? We're going to see who the real resistors are. Not everybody needs to be in the streets, but, like, wherever you are, you should be doing something. You must be mm-hmm. doing something mm-hmm. to resist. So, of course, there's hope, but I don't want to fool myself or anybody else into believing that it's going to be easy, because it won't be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really sure what to expect over the next 4 years, but I know that right now I don't like it. Yeah, I guess all I can do is try to remain in the flow, because at the end of the day, this dude is not my president. I don't know what to call it. I feel like I just live here. So, yeah.
But what he says is going to affect us, right?
I know. It's like a very interesting time.
Social policy. It's going to affect us.
But I just feel like so helpless. Like, and I feel like a lot of people feel that way, like helpless in the sense that, like, what can we do? What can we really do? And like, this is a time when I would really hope that, you know, when they talk about the president being a puppet and like all of that type of stuff, like this is a time when I would hope that the president is a puppet.
But I don't know. That's terrifying. Only because scary.
Well, only because in the sense that I don't want him to be able to make, like, he's loony. So I'm like, if the president is a puppet and it's all being controlled from somewhere else, so I'm like, you know what? Maybe they need to do that, because I don't know that I trust him at all.
Depends on who's doing the puppet mastering.
Well, I would assume whoever's been doing it from even when Barack was doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, well, if they was the puppet master from before, then maybe they need to keep on doing that Geppetto bit, because, honey, it's looking real serious around here.
For me, the thing is, like, we have to know our power. I mean, like, you know, I'm a broken record. Figure out what's happening locally. Everything is going to be, for me, it's all going to be local. You know, so get on that school board, get on that water board, all that boring ass shit that you is like, yeah, nobody wants to fuck with. That's where policies made
now is
that
the time.
Mostly impacts our day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So get on that shit. Get on it, right? Figure out what organizations or people in your community are doing shit. Go do it with them. Join them or start your own shit, you know? Give money to good causes, right? Vet those causes, like, figure out how to support your kids in the work that they're doing to be resistors. Create your own art. Create your own resistance art, you know? Your own media. There's like, people are doing that shit all the time. We just got to keep doing it, right?
Yep. And we're doing it right here on Unapologetic, a Black Love Manifesto, resisting for the people, because you know what? We like, bump that.
That's what we're saying.
Bump that.
Yes.
Bump that. So we bringing it to you right here, live, real, raw. That's what it is, because we know y'all want to hear about it. Ain't nobody else covering it for y'all. Not like this.
Not like this.
So what else, Jay? I think that's what we got.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna keep on doing Unapologetic. That's what I'm gonna keep on doing. You know, I feel like our voices here are just as needed and viable as putting your feet to the pavement. You know, like, I feel like there are a lot of people from around the world that have been listening with us now, and, you know, who kind of rely on us. Even like this In the Moment bonus track is like one of our special ones to do. And so to be able to come and talk about, uplift the march, give our perspective, talk about what we're doing and how we feel. We doing it right here.
Yes. I'm going to challenge you, as I'm challenging everyone in my life. I need you to do 5 more things.
Okay. We'll talk about it. Because that sounds like a lot. I mean, I can make a flyer. I can make a poster. I can get out there. Can it you not are, be so see, cold?
You already named 2 things you can do. That's okay. Awesome. Right, I need you to add 3 more to that list.
Ooh, I will write a letter to Trump and curse him out. I will. That is one.
All right.
What if I write an anonymous letter? Will you think the Secret Service is that good to come track me down?
They'll find you. Yeah. I'm challenging people because I feel like this is not unprecedented, right? Like, so white supremacists have been in power in the U.S. for, you know, from the beginning.
Ever.
From forever. So it's not unprecedented. I think it's different in our era. It's probably going to be a different level than we've seen in our lifetime.
Yeah. That's what makes it scary. For our lifetime.
Yeah.
Say so that. It's, for our lifetime. This
so
is
that's why, you know, because for our lifetime it's different, how we resist is going to have to be stepped up and different. So that's why... One thing is not enough. You got to have a lot of irons in the fire.
Well, then I think the other thing would be to take to social media. Because, like, when I think about where my gifts and strengths and talents are, like, I think it would be that. So, like, the social media, making sure you're sharing a post. Like, I've totally dedicated my Facebook to that. Like, I would say pretty much 90% is just about uplifting what's going on with us and our people and whatnot. So, that's another way to do it.
All right, that's 2. You got two. I need you.
Why you keep sticking around on two? I didn't say it. I'll make a poster and okay. I'll walk. That was three, and I will write somebody, even though I might get arrested.
No, I don't want. Right, no. Do not get arrested. You cannot get arrested.
Okay,
you
I write the senator. I write the senator. That's right, because I'm supposed to be bailing your ass out.
Right.
So
yes. I'm not getting arrested, but just in case,
I write the senator. I write the senator. Yeah. So
all right. So what is that? Three. You got three now?
About 3 or 4. 3.5. I got about a 3.5. Yeah. We'll work on it. I'm gonna get that together. You. By the time you ask me again, I'm gonna have it all laid out.
I'm watching you, Ev. Yeah. I'm watching you. All right.
Well, folks, this has been another episode of Unapologetic Black Lug Manifesto.
Yes. Sorry.
And we are so glad that you took the time to join us today for this In the Moment track, where we've been giving you all of the hype around the inauguration and also the Women's March and also our perspective, because, you know, that's what we do. So yes, we hope you've enjoyed.
We hope you've enjoyed us, because we've enjoyed you.
And if you want to check us out, please be sure to tune in to ublm.weebly.com, or you can hit us up on social media at
Unapologetic BLM. every fucking time. I never get it. Jesus.
Unapologetic BLM on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yes. Until next time, folks, we love you, and we out.
Peace.
Unapologetic.
You've been listening to Unapologetic, a Black Love Manifesto, with your hosts, Eb and Jay. To keep up with the Shameless Duo, all their rants, insights, and unabashed guest interviews, please be sure to subscribe on SoundCloud or iTunes. And as always, they really love to hear from you, so please be sure to hit them up at ublm.weebly.com to share your questions, comments, or feedback. You can also follow them on FB, Twitter, and IG at UnapologeticBLM. Until next time, live life bold, free, and unapologetically. Peace. This has been a Black Lady production.
Unapologetic.